first, tell me about the production.
So Northanger Abbey is a adaptation of one of Jane Austen's novels, one of her early novels. It's one of her comedies. I would call it a romantic comedy. It's a lovely love story.
Perfect. So Anna, tell me about your character and who it is.
My character, Catherine Morland, is the middle child out of 10 children, and she loves reading gothic novels, and she gets completely immersed into these novels, and it becomes her reality. She wants to make it that way. And so she just lives in this little village, Fullerton, and she gets the opportunity to go to a bigger city, and that's that kind of brings more excitement to her, and that's kind of one step to making her novels come to life for her, I feel like. And yeah, and she's just really excited to meet people and see the world and to experience life and to find love with Henry.
And so I'm guessing that's where Zach comes in. Tell me about your character.
So in every single one of Jane Austen's stories, she always has what's considered like the perfect man. And so in Northanger Abbey, Henry Tilney is that perfect man. Perfect in the sense of just he's romantic, he's smart, he cares what women think, he knows all about things like muslins. And so Henry is the middle child of three. His mother passed away when he was young, and so he's grown up with his military father. And his father's very strict, and Henry's been able to just learn about life, learn about all kinds of different things. He takes care of his younger sister, and also finds love in the story.
So are both of you theater majors here at BYU-Idaho? How does that work with you being in this production?
Go ahead. Okay. I actually just barely graduated high school and just turned 18. And I'm planning on becoming a photography major, theater minor. And yeah, I've just always loved the theater world and loved being a part of it.
Okay. How about you, Zach?
I'm a theater major. I'm emphasizing in both performance and design. And I've been here for almost 2.5 years now in the theater program. Done a production every semester.
So tell me about the audition and kind of the preparation to become these characters and be in this production.
Okay. I guess like a typical audition process here at BYU-Idaho requires that students prepare a monologue, usually about a 60-second monologue. Has to do with like a specific genre or a 60-second comedic monologue for this audition. And so we come to the audition, we perform our monologue, and then the director decides people from the audition to then call back. And so then you come back for kind of like a second round of auditions, which is called a callback. And so you come to that, and a lot of times that's what we do what we call cold readings, which are usually scenes from the actual play. And the director assigns people to read for different roles, and then we read for them, and just gives the director a better idea of who might fit best in certain roles, as well as who might look good together on stage and who will work well together.
So Anna, for you, like you said, you just barely graduated high school, mm-hmm. So this is like your first collegiate production, I guess. How has the preparation been for you?
First of all, with my audition, I was also in the middle of a show. I was doing Dracula at Madison High School, and auditions were opening night, and I wasn't able to make it, but I got to email Brother Bates and get an opportunity to go to callbacks, and that was extremely eye-opening and really fun, and was it was a really exciting way to enter the BYU Idaho theater world. And yeah, once I got cast, that was insane. I couldn't believe it. I was still in my last month of high school, and so yeah, all of my nights after I had finished Dracula, after that had closed, it was focusing on memorizing my lines and not really a social life, which was totally fine because I was excited about this production, and then going straight to rehearsal. And I think that like this completely immersive process is has really helped me with this character as well, because on the very first day we were given homework and given packets of what to know about the Regency era and how to kind of have that mindset when we go in, so we have a good idea of what would be appropriate and what would not be appropriate to show with body language or with your appearance. And so
it sounds like there's a lot that gets put into it. For you, Anna, what is the best part about being on stage and being in productions like this?
Honestly, for me, I really love learning from Brother Bates. That's one thing that I would go back to the high school and be like, you guys, I'm learning so much from Brother Bates and these other actors. It's mind-blowing, because I had a great time learning at Madison High School, but we didn't really focus on acting. We just focused on getting the lines down, getting the blocking down, putting on the show for people. And then I kind of had to kind of work on the acting by myself alone or with my siblings, which are all of them are in theater. But yeah, once I got into the play, that was the most exciting thing for me, was learning about these processes and diving in deeper to the text. And yeah.
So Zach, you've been here for about 2 years, you said, and you've been in probably multiple productions. What are you looking forward to most about this one?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess an answer. Well, one thing that I look forward to with every new production that I do is that just each character that I play, I always find that there's something that I can learn from them. There's always something that I can take away. And so I guess for this production in particular, I'm excited to make that discovery of what it is that I can personally learn from Henry Tilney and what I can take away. And also, I guess just in general, just for other people who come and see the show, there's always someone or something that they connect with, and just being able to hear from people what they connected with, what was exciting for them, what they learned, what new things that they took away from it.
Great. So, Brother Bates, for you as the director, what are some of your expectations for the students who are involved, and what do you think the audience will think from this production?
I hope the audience is excited about this production. And Northanger Abbey is, as I said earlier, one of her lesser known novels. I think a lot of people have read, Pride and Prejudice and Sense and Sensibility or Emma, for example. But not a lot of people have probably read Northanger Abbey, and so I hope people will come and try one of her lesser known stories and enjoy it, and And as I said earlier, it's one of her comedies, and so I hope they'll come and laugh and just enjoy the evening. I think they'll be surprised at the amount of humor that they'll find in the story, and in her books. I don't think that Austin is normally known for her humor, and I think we found that humor, and I think the audience will come and laugh and enjoy themselves. So I hope that's what they get out of it.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about the logistics. When is it starting, and when is it going to be played?
The production opens June 27th, runs the 28th and 29th of June, and then runs again July 5th through the 8th.
Okay, so they have a couple days for everybody to get tickets and go check it out.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, that's all the questions that I had. Is there anything else that any of you would like to add about the production or about anything?
I would say that this adaptation of Northanger Abbey was adapted by the playwright John Jory, and was we were invited specifically to produce this adaptation. When he finished the adaptation of Northanger Abbey, he thought of the BYU-Idaho campuses specifically. John Jory in the theater world is a prestigious playwright. He is not LDS, not a member of the church, but thought of the BYU-Idaho campus, contacted us, and thought that it would be a great place to premiere this production. This adaptation of Northanger Abbey has not been produced before. It's the premiere of this adaptation, and we're pleased that we can produce it here for the first time.
So will he be coming to watch?
He will not. He's an incredibly busy man. He's actually currently moving his home from Santa Fe, New Mexico, to California. He's been invited to be a guest artist at UCLA in at their theater program, and so it's a busy time for him and his family right now. But he wishes us well, and we've been in contact with him through the process, and he's excited for us to be producing it. So
yeah, that's really cool that it's kind of a one of a kind show, and
yeah.
Everything will be great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming in.